Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis and also discussing Nilam Resources' flag buyer beware as shares pump over the Bitcoin plans. They're the ones who announced purchasing 25,000 Bitcoin through a letter of intent, and their stock price is surging through the roof, up over 1,700%. We'll also be discussing spot Bitcoin ETFs regain traction, posting $418 million in net inflows. We'll also be discussing the latest updates with Hong Kong's Bitcoin ETFs outshining the U.S. peers as experts weigh in, as well as Bitcoin's next leg higher has already begun, says analyst, revealing a $100,000 Bitcoin price target on the horizon. We'll also be discussing 160,000 Bitcoin is conservative, according to a crypto analyst who called the 2022 bear market bottom. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1591. I'm your host, JV. It's March 27th, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. We got Bitcoin currently correcting off the back of the news that the SEC is going after Coinbase. Oh no, what else is new? But anyways, the entire market is actually pulling back currently and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting on a 2.69 trillion market cap with roughly 108 billion in volume for the past 24 hours, Bitcoin dominance at 52.3%, and the Ether dominance has pulled back all the way to 16.3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Mantle, Sue, and Ajax, followed by Fetch, Litecoin, Whiff, and oh boy, I got the hiccups, and Bitcoin Cash. Now, which alts in particular are you guys most bullish on for this bull run 2024? Let me know. And checking out the crypto bubbles for visual perspective on the daily, virtually 90% of the market in the red correcting, and zooming out on the monthly, still impressive games overall for the overall market, with some of these meme coins up as far as 400 to 800%, which is mind-boggling. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, number 83. In extreme greed today, yesterday in 81, last week a 74, and last month a 72 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock. The estimated halving date is back on 420. Make some noise for that. 420, fam. Only 24 days out. It's going to happen at block height 840,000. And as shared here on the time chain calendar, we're currently at Bitcoin block 836,519. So there you go. And the next 24 days, family, where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to be at the time of that infamous halving? Holla at your boy. But anyways, fam, let's dive into a little Bitcoin TA and check out what's happening right now in the market. The headline reads, Bitcoin sell-side liquidity crisis sees the Bitcoin move for the first time since 2010. That's right. Bitcoin demand has rocketed this year, as we know, partly thanks to the US ETFs. This constant bid is now beginning to make itself felt, according to crypto quant analysts, and supply dynamics may change forever by quarter one, 2025, quoting crypto quant. Record Bitcoin demand paired with declining sell side liquidity has resulted in the liquidity inventory of Bitcoin plunging to the lowest ever in terms of months of demand. According to their report, we estimate that the present Bitcoin sell side liquidity inventory is only enough to cover demand growing at the current rate for 12 months. I mean, we could have a legitimate supply shock as early as 6 months as all of this Bitcoin is drying up on the exchanges. And they added that only accumulating addresses, which are those with no outbound transactions, were included in its calculations, meaning that the net demand may still be higher. Facts. Quoting them again in the report, this is only considering demand from accumulating addresses, which may be considered as the lower end of the Bitcoin demand. So assessing Bitcoin available strictly on the US exchanges, the supply is able to meet the demand for half as long, which would take us to 6 months. Hence, quoting them here, the Bitcoin liquid inventory drops to 6 months of demand. If we exclude the Bitcoin on the exchanges outside the US, we exclude these exchanges considering that US bought Bitcoin ETFs will only source Bitcoin from US entities. And continue on the topic, we had CryptoQuant CEO describe the sell-side liquidity crisis as waking up the old supply. He was responding to data showing coins mined in 2010 and dormant since suddenly moving to a newly created wallet.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Address. He also already championed the ETF supply squeeze narrative, predicting 6 months to run in mid-March as the ETF inflows beat records. Since then, products have seen a contrasting week of consecutive net outflows, a trend that appears to be reversing. The latest data from UK-based investment firm Farside shows net inflows of $400 million for March 25th, the most in 2 weeks, as outlined here in the green. So there you have it. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, he shares that using Bitcoin as collateral to buy more Bitcoin is a global speculative attack on the central banks and fiat money that is mathematically guaranteed to succeed as Bitcoin crosses $1 million per coin and beyond. Send it. So there you have it, fam. Let me know your thoughts surrounding what's happening in the markets right now. And when do you feel we'll most likely witness a supply shock? Let's discuss this stock. Breaking news yesterday, they announced acquiring 25,000 Bitcoin through a letter of intent. And as a result, their stock soared over 17% overnight. And Max Keiser, it was actually the feature story of yesterday's show. So if you missed the pod, be sure to check it out. Max predicted by quarter two of this year, there will be 20 other companies following that same blueprint, somehow, some way adopting Bitcoin, just as MicroStrategy did, you know, first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on the balance sheet, or a similar strategy like this particular company, Nilam, has done. So let's break this down. Nilam Resources, the microcap company that touted plans this week to acquire $1.7 billion worth of Bitcoin, has been flagged as a public interest concern amid a meteoric 1,500% share price surge the following day, March 26th. OTC Markets Group, the firm that runs OTC Pink, a platform for over-the-counter stock trading, currently labels Nilam a caveat emptor, a designation it hands down to companies it deems worthy of buyer beware. In a glossary page explaining the labels, OTC Markets explained that this public interest concern may stem from a spam campaign, questionable stock promotion, any known investigation of the company, regulatory suspensions, or any other disruptive corporate actions. The OTC listing for NILA also shows it has been deemed a shell risk, a label given to companies it thinks it is likely a shell company based on its annual financial data and other income-related metrics. March 25th, Nilam Resources, an investment holding company, announced it entered into a letter of intent to acquire a company that plans to hold 24,800 Bitcoin. Nilam claimed that the deal has been months in the making, and it plans to issue a newly authorized preferred stock in exchange for the Bitcoin, which will be at a discounted rate relative to the current market prices. A day later, its share prices soared, reaching new all-time highs at 33 cents, up 1,700% from 1.8 cents the previous week. The company's current market cap currently stands at 280 million, so roughly a quarter billion there, according to OTC Markets. However, many crypto natives aren't convinced the firm will be able to follow through with its ambitious plan, with some suggesting the announcement is some kind of marketing stunt. Now, Bitcoin analyst and adamant research editor Tor Demeester said he removed his initial tweet sharing Nilam's announcement on X after a commenter pointed out that it's indeed a stunt from a dying penny stock. So he's ultimately suggesting this is just a publicity stunt to pump the company and pump the stock price. I mean, it went up 1700% since the announcement. So here's what Tor wrote. I removed my tweet about the gold explorer buying 24,000 Bitcoin after a commenter pointed out that it's indeed a stunt from a dying penny stock with a market cap of 5 million. Oh, wow. I didn't know this stock was that low. Perhaps it is a harbinger of what's to come, but indeed it is not. Huge news. So there you go. And Quentin Francois, a crypto YouTuber and co-founder of Web3 company Whereat Social, also accused the filing of being a marketing stunt. Dylan LeClaire, director of market intelligence at digital asset fund UTXO Management, also shared doubts, noting that the plan would only work if there were legitimate demand for the equity sale. Quoting him here, a letter of intent is one thing, actually executing is another, likely flops and is for PR purposes. Let me know if you agree. Now, if Nilam is successful, the company will hold more Bitcoin than any other publicly listed company in the US, of course, minus MicroStrategy, which now has over 200,000 Bitcoin. So yeah, that would include beating Elon's Tesla and major Bitcoin miners such as Riot Blockchain, Hut 8 Corp, and Marathon Digital. Now, former Nilam Resource CEO Ron McIntyre, I guess McIntyre, has also reportedly cried foul over the announcement, telling Protos that the press release was issued without his review. Interesting. And that he didn't have detailed knowledge of the deal. And asked why he resigned from his position, McIntyre reportedly replied, just look at the chart. It's a classic pump and dump. There will be a FINRA investigation into Nilam, he added. Nila describes itself as an investment holding company. November last year, it announced it would be pivoting from health and wellness investments to frontier tech, including medtech, fintech, and climate tech. It followed up a day later with an announcement it had acquired TechieTrade, a fintech technology provider. Nilam Resources did not immediately respond to a request for comment at this time. So there you go. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think a legitimate letter of intent, or just as many of the experts are now claiming, just a publicity stunt to pump their penny stock? Let me know your thoughts, family. We're just going to flow right into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with these Bitcoin ETFs. The headline reads, spot Bitcoin ETFs regain traction, posting 418 million net inflows. And here's a tweet here. In just one day, Bitcoin ETFs recovered almost half the outflows from the previous five trading days. So another massive day in the ETF market. Let's break it down. Fresh capital is flowing back into the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs following a five-day consecutive net outflows led by strong inflows by BlackRock and Fidelity funds. The 10 recently approved spot Bitcoin ETFs saw a combined net inflow of 418 million March 26, according to this Farside data. As you can see here, Fidelity's fund generated its largest daily inflow since March 13th. That's right, notching 280 million on March 26 as the investment giant snapped up an additional 4,000 BTC. This marked the second consecutive day the fund has seen inflows exceeding 260 million. Let's go. Additionally, BlackRock's fund attracted inflows of 162 million. However, its daily inflows remain low compared to the inflows earlier in the month, which averaged over 300 million. Per day. ARK 21 Shares Bitcoin ETF Fund has had its best day since March 12th, notching $73 million worth of inflows, while Invesco Galaxy, Franklin Templeton, and Valkyrie also more than $26 million worth of inflows across their funds. Meanwhile, GBTC continued to bleed, notching a daily outflow of $212 million. However, it was not enough to outweigh the net inflows of its competitors. So since converting from a trust to an ETF on January 11th, roughly was that 2.5 months ago, Grayscale has shed a whopping 277,000 BTC worth roughly $20 billion. Like, whoa. And in a new post on the 26th, Bloomberg ETF analyst Balchunas noted the pressure of the Bitcoin ETFs in a chart of the largest 30 asset funds in their first 50 days of trading. Four Bitcoin ETFs made the list of global funds with BlackRock's iBit and Fidelity's FBTC in a league of their own. Balchunas noted that even the Bitwise fund, BitB, currently the 18th largest Bitcoin ETF by assets under management, was larger than the world's largest SPDR gold shares fund. I mean, numbers don't lie. Look at that chart. Clearly, BlackRock leading the pack, followed by FBTC. Crypto asset management firm Hashdex claimed its place as the 11th spot Bitcoin ETF issuer in the U.S. March 26th after announcing the conversion of its futures fund to a spot product, Clever, which now trades under the ticker DeFi. Oh, very interesting. Good to note. So there you have it, fam. Check out these inflows. Do you think they're likely to continue and to snowball as we head into the having? And what do you think of the outflows of GBTC? Do you think that will dry up? They have shed so much Bitcoin. They once were the largest Bitcoin holder of the world with over 600,000. Now they're down to like 300,000. Let's dive into our next story of the day, discuss the latest with Hong Kong and their ETFs. Headline reads, will the Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs outshine the US peers? Let's discuss it. Hong Kong is on the verge of a groundbreaking move in the Bitcoin space. According to a Bloomberg report, the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, is expected to approve spot Bitcoin ETFs with in-kind creations and redemptions in the upcoming second quarter, let's go. This development could significantly alter the landscape of the crypto investments, potentially positioning Hong Kong as a leader in the global Bitcoin ETF market. There you go. This is going to be the first official ETF out of Asia family. Now, Noel Ashison, a prominent voice of the industry and author of The Crypto is Macro Now, weighed in on the potential implications of the move. The Asian crypto market is much larger than the US crypto market in terms of volume. She elaborated on two possibilities. Number one, the existing high volume might indicate that the market is already saturated, or it could suggest a deeper familiarity and comfort with crypto assets in Asia. Listed ETFs in Hong Kong could channel a significant amount of money into approved portfolio allocation facts, hinting at the potential for a major shift in investment flows. And adding to the discussion, we have Balchunas, the Bloomberg ETF analyst, underscoring the significance of Hong Kong's approach to allowing in-kind creations and redemptions for spot Bitcoin ETFs, a stark contrast to the US, which only allows cash creations. Quoting him here, this could help spark assets under management and volume in the fast-growing region. Now, ultimately, what they're saying in the ETFs in Hong Kong with basically, you'll be able to invest Bitcoin into the ETF. And when you cash out, you'll get the USD equivalent. Whereas currently in the United States, you got to put in cash and you receive cash. It has nothing to do with giving them Bitcoin or receiving Bitcoin. And then the difference with the El Salvador, it's going to be Bitcoin in and Bitcoin out. So you have a diversification of different products to choose from. And clearly, I think more people are going to lean towards Bitcoin in, Bitcoin out, if they had the option. Correct me if I'm wrong, family. Now, Caitlin Long, founder and CEO of Custodia Bank, highlighted another key aspect of Hong Kong's proposed ETF structure, the ability to withdraw Bitcoin directly, which ensures investors are not just holding paper Bitcoins. Oh, wow. Long expressed her excitement about this development, stating, if this is true, it'd be huge indeed. And it'd be ironic, given that Hong Kong, not the US, would be doing it. Meanwhile, US banks would watch from the sidelines as they're left in the dust. So the conversation around the potential of Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs extended beyond industry experts to the wider community. Bitcoin Munger, renowned analyst on X, said that Hong Kong ETFs could serve as a far more bullish catalyst than those in the US, citing data from Glassnode showing a year-over-year supply change of Bitcoin moving from west to east, suggesting that this trend strengthens the case for the Hong Kong ETFs outshining their US counterparts. Quoting him here, coins have been moving from west to east, makes a strong case that the Hong Kong ETFs are going to be far more bullish catalysts than the US ETFs. However, not everyone's convinced of the disproportionate impact of Hong Kong ETFs. In a spirited exchange, Balchunas cautioned against overestimating Hong Kong's market size relative to the US. Let's not get crazy now, he says. Hong Kong is tiny versus the US. But I think bigger picture, we have to think about all the money in Asia, not just in Hong Kong, but in Asia that could potentially be investing into the Hong Kong ETF. Because as mentioned, the volume in Asia is way higher. The population in Asia is insane. Billions of people. Clearly, I think the States has probably maybe 300, 350 million people. So Bitcoin Munger retorted by suggesting the success of Hong Kong's ETFs might not be fully appreciated yet, and any positive surprises can leave catalysts, including Balchunas, taken back. When a user raised a pertinent question about the accessibility of the ETFs to mainland Chinese investors, Balchunas responded negatively, "No, not available." This dampens some enthusiasm as a significant Chinese market amidst the real estate crisis and an inclination towards gold might have been a strong supporter of Bitcoin through these ETFs. So there you have it, family. What are your thoughts on the Hong Kong products and the game theory continuing to play out worldwide? Holla at your boy. Let's dive into our next story of the day. We got two bullish predictions. First one, we're going to be discussing Bitcoin 100,000 target and then 160,000 as a conservative target. This headline reads, Bitcoin's next leg higher has started, revealing 100,000 target on the horizon from this analyst by the name of Jelly. That's right. Jelly's assertion that Bitcoin is gearing up for a significant price rally to 100,000 is supported by the recent market movements and the strategic positioning of investors within the ecosystem. The analyst's confidence is rooted in observing Bitcoin's market behavior, including establishing a new higher low and a push towards previous highs. Such patterns have historically preceded substantial gains for Bitcoin, making the 100,000 target seem increasingly attainable. As he outlines here in this tweet, the new higher low has locked in and Bitcoin is pushing back towards the highs. The next leg higher has started. 100,000 is a matter of time, in my opinion. And some even in this live chat, such as Jennifer, has been calling for a 100,000 Bitcoin price virtually every day before the halving. So what are your thoughts? We only got 25-ish days left to go. This forecast is further bolstered by the market's reaction to Bitcoin's recent performance. Despite some volatility, Bitcoin has managed to reclaim and maintain the price above 69 Gs, baby. Now, adding to the intrigue surrounding Bitcoin's potential surge is a mysterious on-chain activity involving one of the crypto's dormant addresses. This address, the fifth richest Bitcoin wallet, suddenly sprang to life after years of inactivity, moving roughly $6 billion worth of BTC. The transaction executed over the weekend divided the sum into smaller amounts distributed across new wallets. Smart, if you ask me, quoting them here. The fifth richest Bitcoin address just moved over $6 billion in Bitcoin to three new addresses. 37X moved almost its entire balance of 94,500 Bitcoin worth over $6 billion in the early hours Saturday, the 23rd. Now, which one of you in the chat is this? That'd be pretty lit if one of you guys is actually this person. But anyways, the 94,500 Bitcoin has not moved since the 37X. Now, this activity has raised eyebrows within the community, as large Bitcoin wallets are typically linked to the exchanges. But still, the lack of exchange-related activity and interactions with this particular wallet has led speculation about its ownership and purposes. What are your guys' thoughts? Who do you think this is? However, Bitcoin's ability to sustain the price above 69,000 in the days following this activity indicates that whoever is responsible for this mysterious activity may not have made any sell move. Just in my opinion, it sounds like just moving it for safekeeping instead of keeping it all, like $6 billion in one wallet. Probably said, let's divide this up into multiple wallets. That doesn't necessarily mean there's any selling going on, right? Meanwhile, analyst Rec Capital recently drawn parallels between the current market conditions and the pre-halving phase of 2020, suggesting Bitcoin may be poised for a similar growth trajectory as witnessed in the previous cycles. So there you have it, fam. My thought or question for all you guys in the chat today. When do you feel we're likely to hit this $100,000 milestone? Do you think pre-halving? Do you think it'll be post-halving shortly after? Do you think it'll be maybe third, fourth quarter this year, next year? Holla at your boy. Let me know. I'm going to read some of these comments out loud, and then we'll dive into our feature story of the day. And welcome everyone just joining the stream, mobile podcast here. Appreciate you guys. I'm out in Florida for the day. Let's go. Shout out Dub Proof. Is the halving on 420? According to the Bitcoin halving countdown we used today, it's estimated to take place on 420, believe it or not. So let's hope for it. That'd just make a pretty fantastic story. We'll never forget that day. It's Diddy. Oh boy. Diddy's moving his funds around, right? Wouldn't put it past him. Yeah, it could be Diddy. We don't know. Call me 3AC because I'm blowing it up. Short squeeze more, please. Yeah, it's going to pump. They drop wood, but it's still not slowing us up. Now let's discuss our featured story of the day. A $160,000 Bitcoin price target is conservative, according to a trader that called the 2022 bear market bottom. So let's break this down. And the analyst we're discussing is Dave the Wave. That's right. The trader, known for several accurate crypto market calls, says Bitcoin could soar beyond 160,000 this particular bull cycle if the current market structure holds up. The analyst goes by the name Dave the Wave. He shared with his followers on X that based on Bitcoin's price action from 2020, the king crypto could hit 160,000 per coin before May and just continue to soar, quoting him here. A Bitcoin $160,000 target should see a continued parabolic run. Is actually quite conservative on this comparison. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And as he shares in this logarithmic growth chart, it shows channels to attempt to forecast the market cycle tops and bottoms while filtering out the short-term volatility and noise. And looking at the chart, the trader suggests Bitcoin is printing a similar price pattern as 2020, where it breaks out of an ascending channel and into a parabolic impulse upward, completing a 154% move. Now, synonymous crypto trader Rec Capital is also drawing a comparison between the Bitcoin current cycle in 2020 as Bitcoin heads into the April halving event, when the miners rewards are cut in half, and we're going to go from 900 Bitcoin being awarded daily to the miners down to 450. He suggests that Bitcoin could consolidate in the high 60,000 range as it enters the halving and later break out similar to the 2020-2021 cycle, quoting the analyst here. This current cycle has been a story of reaccumulation ranges, green and red. And one interesting possibility for the price going into the halving is further consolidation at the highs. This turn of technical events could be historically accurate. It would satisfy the fact that a pre-halving retrace occurs 28 to 14 days before the halving, and it would satisfy the fact that the pre-halving retraces transitions into a post-halving reaccumulation. And he continues, if Bitcoin manages to turn the old all-time high of 69,000 into new support, then this reaccumulation range idea would be invalidated because the price would be ready for price expansion and to price discovery. If, however, Bitcoin isn't able to turn 69,000 into support before the halving, this reaccumulation range could become a reality and would be in line with historical price tendencies around the halving, as outlined here in this chart. So let me know your thoughts with that, and how high do you think the Bitcoin price will likely climb for this cycle peak? Please do let me know. I personally think 160,000 is also very conservative. My target I've been sharing here on the show is anywhere from 222,000 as my bearish scenario for the cycle peak, and now as high as $750,000 per coin. Let me know if you guys agree or disagree. Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.